America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Jimmy, how are we doing today?
Not sure. I'm thinking this may determine that for me.
You're going to hang your hopes, all your hopes on second date update. That's how it's done. So let's talk about what brought you here today. And that would be you and Jackie. You said you took her to the river last weekend. Was that the idea?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I thought that was a pretty strong date idea, all things considered. You do the whole float thing. You have some beers, eat it green. What's more summer than that?
Well, you're right. It's hard to beat in general, but like I don't know. It never really struck me as a date activity. As a party activity, you have a date activity. It's different.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's just okay. Well, give us some details here. Was it just the two of you?
No, we had some other friends on the float. It's better to, you know, go with a bigger group. But I was thinking we could have, you know, maybe some time after that. That was, you know, the plan, that we'd have alone time.
Alone time. Okay, right, gotcha. Right. Yeah. But that didn't happen?
Not as such. No. I guess looking back, I could have maybe planned a little better.
Okay. All right. So that's a start. Well, what did you botch?
I mean, I just feel like I forgot some obvious stuff, you know.
Like?
Yeah.
Sunscreen, for one. I thought I timed things right, but I guess I was wrong.
What do you mean timed things right?
We kind of got a late start as far as, you know, getting to the river. And normally, if I have a nice base tan, things are pretty much good. And I thought I had that covered. Turns out, I did not have that covered. I was pretty much fried when we got out of there. So, yeah, I was just kind of ready to go home as soon as possible. You know, my big plan ended up being grabbing tacos on the way back to town.
Okay, Jimmy, that's not a thing. Like, you should always wear sunscreen. Like, no matter how tan or pale you are. Okay. Oh. Also wear a shirt and a hat.
Thanks for the PSA. So you cut the date short then?
Yeah. It was just, you know, a good day and all, but that definitely might have thrown her off a bit. It probably felt more like a friend's day. It didn't have that whole date vibe, one-on-one kind of thing.
Yeah, so we didn't even ask. What's the dynamic between you two in general? Were y'all friends? Like, had you known her a while going in?
Yeah. I mean, not forever or anything, but we've sure known each other for a bit. We have a lot of the same friends, and we hang out a lot of the same places. It's just recently things have gotten a bit flirtier. I was oblivious at first. You know how guys can be.
Yeah,
but now, you know, you're trying. Then I made the move.
You're trying to make a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the general idea, but I didn't know if she got date energy from anything all night. She definitely didn't show it if she did, you know.
Okay, and we're going to try to double down on that today?
That's the idea, triple and quadruple down if
wow.
we have to.
Excellent.
Okay, well, let's do it. We'll call Jackie, and we'll see what she has to say coming up next on Frito and Kate.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Jimmy took Jackie out to the river.
With friends.
With a group. He said they had the same friends, so it's not like they were just his friends or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's worried that maybe she missed the date energy. maybe she thought it was just a hangout since they had known each other.
Because he cooked himself.
He's just part of the party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he didn't plan everything right or well or at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to cut things a little bit short. Their alone time was really just grabbing tacos on the way home. Classic. But let's convince Jackie that Jimmy is interested in her, and specifically interested in a do-over. I think we've got her on the line. Hey, is this Jackie?
Hello? Yeah, I'm Jackie.
Jackie, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you with this date night package that we give away. It's a pretty great deal because you end up picking whatever you want to do, and we basically pay for everything. So if you've ever dreamed of like going to some fancy restaurant or trying something completely new, but not having to foot the bill, you know, this is exactly what you'd be looking
for.
Oh
my gosh. This is what, how does this even happen?
Well, you got entered to win it by someone else. And we're all hoping you say yes.
Okay. Well, say yes to, wait, hold on. Wait, say yes to what? You just said I won, and oh, y'all, what do I have to agree to?
We do have one small requirement to get this date.
Yes.
And it's that you go on it with the person who entered you for it. So Jackie, his name is Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, well, see, this might be a little confusing. We think he was counting y'all's like river trip as a date, but you might not have gotten that memo.
Oh, no. I figured it was a date. It's just his behavior could have been a lot better, maybe.
How so, Jackie?
He's just one of those guys that's not the most considerate, I guess. I'm not sure how that long term, so, and I don't want to stick around and find out.
I guess I could have been a little more prepared. You're right. I might have miscalculated a few things out there, but that was my bad. It's 1,000% on me.
Jimmy? What?
Yeah. Right.
He's on the line.
No. Mm-hmm.
You're hoping he could help out.
This is helping out in what way?
No idea. But
not sure yet.
Yeah, you get what he's saying. It sounds like the plan just got derailed.
I don't know what he's referring to exactly, but he doesn't wear sunscreen. So right out of the gate, that is the absence of a plan, if that's what he's talking about. But that's not even, that wasn't even the only thing, okay? I met him over at his place because we were going to take his truck. I asked, just super simple, what kind of beer you got? And when I checked his cooler, there was like maybe 6 Bud Lights in there. Okay, he says he didn't know what I wanted, so I figured we'd just stop on the way at the gas station. Not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, but he maybe ask before it became any sort of a deal at all. So we pull up to the pump.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's going to fill up, but no, he's got a full tank. He just parked at the pump to go inside and buy more beer and seltzer.
Yeah, it was packed, so I figured it'd be quicker if I went in and grabbed everything for us. If you wanted to come in, you could have just said so. You didn't have to stay there.
Wait, no. Okay, but but what you don't want, it was packed?
It's the summer, and people are forgetful.
Right.
Because they're all trying to get gas. And you parked at the pump, the very spot everyone is waiting for. You parked at the pump.
Yeah.
You weren't getting gas.
Right.
You don't see anything inconsiderate about that.
No, it's not like there was one pump or anything. Plus, I'm usually in and out. I'm very efficient. I do this very well. I do it all the time.
Are you serious? It took you forever. I was just sitting there getting dirty looks from everybody. I mean, you're right. It wasn't the only pump, but there wasn't enough of them to do all that.
It's not my fault everyone was getting beer. They all probably, they all probably did the same thing I did.
No, they didn't. I mean, I can tell you that. I just hate when people do that. It's just so rude.
So you think this is some, like, unwritten rule at the gas station?
It is.
Of course.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, the only reason you use a pump is when you're getting gas. That's what it's for. I mean, if you're not filling up, then you're just in everybody's way. I mean, haven't you been on the opposite side of that before? It's completely infuriating.
Oh, my God. Come on. This is not a thing to worry about. It's just another parking space. How about I just pretend I'm getting gas? I could do that. You're being self-conscious for no reason. What if I've been running in to pay cash for my gas? No one knows what we're doing.
Yeah.
And no one cares all that much. I'm telling you, I get gas all the time. How often do you get gas?
Or you don't. How about we test this out, guys? I know we didn't get an answer from the date part of this yet, so just hang on. See how common this is.